This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So earlier today, I was on 95.7, the game out in San Francisco. And they asked me two questions, and I wrote them down because I was thinking, this must be what the other side lives like. The first question they asked me was, how often do you guys think and talk about San Francisco? And as I was listening to the question, I really started thinking, they don't really come up very often. Now, maybe you guys in your own circles have a lot of San Francisco 49ers conversations, but I answered the question and said, well, a majority of the conversations are about Buffalo because they're in the AFC, or majority of those conversations are about Baltimore. There's a little bit of Houston conversation, but at least I don't see it on the text line or on my circles or my social media feed. I don't really see too much conversation about San Francisco. I think you guys respect San Francisco. I think you guys consider San Francisco to be a good team, but they're in the NFC, so there's not really that much to think about. And then the next question was, how do I feel about Brock Purdy? And you guys know the age old, well, right now he's on his rookie contract, but then when you pay him, what that does to the rest of your roster, and what would a contract extension look like, and what would the perception be about Brock Purdy? And as I was answering the question, I started taking notes and I started thinking, man, it's really good to not have to answer or ask this question about the team that I cover as quarterback. We haven't had this conversation about Patrick Mahomes for, what, 4 or 5 years about what an extension means for the rest of the roster? Now, sure, the Chiefs have to restructure and do some other things, and you got to make the cap work. Like, the Chiefs are not immune to that. But every other team in the league is trying to figure out if you can win at a high level and pay your quarterback what you're having to pay him. Or when you have to make a sacrifice somewhere else on your roster, you're wondering what kind of effect that that's going to have on the rest of your team. And when the Chiefs got rid of Tyreek Hill, sure, we had those questions. I was at the forefront of it. I mean, they've won 2 Super Bowls since then. Sure, the Chiefs had to get rid of L'Jarius Sneed. Sure, the Chiefs have had to do this, but they've kept winning in spite of all of those moves. If you're San Francisco, you really have to ask the question, what is it going to look like when Brock Purdy makes $55, $60 million? And at this point, that's not even overpaying Brock Purdy. That's what the market says Brock Purdy is worth. That's not underpaid for Brock Purdy. That's not overpaid. That's how much Brock Purdy is worth. If that's what Dak is getting, if that's what Trevor Lawrence is getting, if that's what Burrow is getting, if that's what Tua is getting, that is exactly what Brock Purdy is worth. It just, as I was having this conversation with them and having some fun going back and forth, it was a very good reminder. Man, we don't live like this anymore. I don't spend a lot of time thinking about the Detroit Lions, and the Lions are good. But why would I spend a lot of time thinking about the Lions? Like, you don't have to get through the Lions to go to where you want to go. You don't have to get through San Francisco to get to where you want to go, or the Cowboys or the Packers or any of these other teams. But if you are a fan of any other team in the NFL, it doesn't matter if you are the NFC South. It doesn't matter if you're in the NFC North, and that's a really good division. In the end, you have to beat the final boss. And the final boss for the other 31 teams is the same team. The final boss for the Chiefs might not be San Francisco. It could be Detroit. Maybe the Commanders make a run to the Super Bowl. Maybe it's the Green Bay Packers. The final boss for the Chiefs can change. It's been Tom Brady at one point. It's been Joe Burrow at one point. It's been Lamar. It's been all these different pieces. They've had different final bosses. It is not a different final boss if you're in the NFC. If you want to win the Super Bowl at some point, it does not matter who you are. You have to beat Kansas City. So that's all you can think about. How does your team match up against this team? And can your team beat this team? And San Francisco, just from talking to them and just knowing how this thing works, they really think they're better than Kansas City, or certainly think they can match up against Kansas City despite us having no evidence that they can. They've come close to beating Kansas City. I mean, they almost beat them in the Super Bowl. Then they almost beat them in that other Super Bowl. Remember when they played them a home game? Was that 2-3 years ago? It was the first game they got Christian McCaffrey. They got the beats in that game. I got a lot of respect for San Francisco. But I am telling you that as of now, we have no reason to think that San Francisco is on the same level of Kansas City. None. Not a single piece of evidence would suggest that they are the same. And San Francisco is probably the second best team in the league. I know they're not playing that way right now, but if you take the last 4 years, the Niners have been the second best team in the NFL. And even in that, we have seen that there is a pretty noticeable gap between Kansas City and where San Francisco is.
Is that gap just an extrapolation of a point we've made dozens of times? The AFC is just clearly superior to the NFC. Like, if the NFC's best,
and really quickly, though, it's not even that. It is that Kansas City has been superior. I'm not sure if Baltimore is superior to these teams, or Buffalo, or any of these other teams. It is just over the course of the last 36 months, we have seen one team play its own game and create its own set of rules that it lives by, and then these other 31 other teams have to figure it out and adjust accordingly. So San Francisco, in a world that doesn't include Kansas City, probably has 2 Super Bowl rings. But unfortunately, Kansas City, Reggie Miller might have 2 rings if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. The Knicks might have a couple of rings if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. But unfortunately, Michael Jordan played in the 90s, and now you go ringless. At least for right now, that's how it feels for San Francisco.
The only reason I bring up the AFC difference is because, and I know it's a regular season game, last year we saw Baltimore go out to San Francisco and thump them.
They did.
Like, just put it on. I believe it was at Christmas night.
Yeah, it was. Christmas night.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely put it on them.
They did put the beats on them.
Right now, if I said, hey, it's Bills and Niners, neutral field, you get to set the line. You're probably having the Bills as the favorite, maybe a slight underdog on a neutral, but you would probably take the Bills over the Niners. I wonder if what you're talking about is just, hey, the AFC is so much better that the NFC is going to get close. Like, let's say the Chiefs out of the equation just for the sake of it. If you said the next best team in the AFC has to take on the next best team in the NFC in the Super Bowl, it's Ravens and Lions. It's Ravens and, you know, whoever in the Super Bowl. Are you picking the NFC team? Because I think what you've seen with the Niners is they're close and they're great at beating the 5A schools, but the Chiefs keep coming out of the 6A division, and there's a class difference, and you see it in the Super Bowl. You see it in the regular season, and you sometimes see it with teams across the league. Oh, there are levels to this. Is it simple as that? Is why the Niners can't get over the Chiefs hump?
I mean, I think a lot of it is quarterback, and that the balance of quarterback right now in the NFL is much stronger in the AFC than it is in the NFC. And that's why I do think it's exciting, because it looks like the NFC has a potential 2 young quarterbacks. So many of those guys have been in the AFC. Deshaun Watson drafted in the AFC. Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Trevor Lawrence. So many of those guys have been, CJ Stroud, have been AFC quarterbacks. It seems like for the first time in a while, those guys are in the NFC. It looks like Jaden Daniels is going to be a legit star in this league. Caleb Williams is starting to really figure some things out and play well. So if you're going to see some of the bounce, I don't think all of it, but right now the NFC could use a couple of good quarterbacks. Out of this next quarterback crop that's going to emerge in the NFL, out of the Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Shedeur Sanders, out of that crop, man, it'd be good if one or two of those guys went to the NFC and worked out, because for the most part, it feels like the NFC is wide open. Right now, you could tell me that there are six teams in the NFC that you consider the best, and I wouldn't fight you. If you're telling me you think the Lions are the best team in the NFC, you will not hear an argument. If you're telling me you still think it's San Francisco until proven otherwise, I believe you. If you're on the Commanders, if you're on the Minnesota Vikings right now, there's a handful of teams that you can believe in, where in the AFC, there's only one possible answer. Buffalo's good. Baltimore is good. They are not the Kansas City Chiefs, and we have seen that proven time and time again. That's why I say right now it just feels like there is a league in which there's rules for one team, and they are kind of off by themselves playing alone, and then you've got 31 other teams that are just frantically running behind them trying to play catch-up. It is not close right now between Kansas City and the rest of the NFL.
I mean, it is as simple as, and as we talked about at the top of the show, culture, but the combination of quarterback, coach, GM, staff, all that stuff matters. All the stuff that Mitch Holtis has drilled into our head matters. The offseason, continuity, it matters. And you're seeing it now more so than ever. The Chiefs have the same OC, the same DC, the same head coach, same GM, same personnel department, same quarterback. You know what they are? Good. The Niners are a good example. New DC. They got a little bit of a tweak. They got a new OC, a little bit of a tweak. You know, a little change in system, change in stuff. They're not quite as good as they were last year. The Lions brought everyone back. What are they? One of the best teams in the NFL. Like, this just highlights exactly what we talked about at the opening of the show and exactly what Mitch Holtis tells us all the time. These little things, the things that sometimes media members and fans discount, really, really matter.
For those of you that missed it, here's what Mitch Holtis told us about culture in the NFL.
There is such a strong infrastructure. When you look at Brett Veach and the comprehensive, not only the talent, but the work ethic of his staff, the way they handle the cap, the way that they work and find guys. You alluded to it with Juju and Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine assimilating into the system so quickly. That part of that is Brett Veach and his staff. A lot of it is the coaching staff of Andy Reid. No team. In fact, it's hard to look at all of professional sports. Who has a better infrastructure when you look at a personnel department, a coaching staff, and Hall of Fame folks than the Kansas City Chiefs right now? Who in the NBA would have it? Me? I don't know. Who would it be? But it goes back to an incredible, unshakable infrastructure that's there that has enough wiggle room that it deals with flashpoints like the Chiefs are now. We're living something really incredible right now. Who in baseball has the infrastructure that the Chiefs would have at this point? Who in hockey's got it? I mean, it's just, you ask the question, and to me it's undeniably the Chiefs in how solid they are at every point of the star.
That was Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's continue that theme of culture coming up on the other side, because we have seen one player single-handedly do everything he could to destroy the culture of an organization. I'll tell you who it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, that's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to talk to you guys about who I think is the worst quarterback in the National Football League. Some of you may call him Deshaun Watson, but that is not the name that he has on this show. He is Mr. Nasty Man. Now, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns was asked the very obvious question, your quarterback is playing poorly. Are you going to replace him? Here is the answer that Kevin Stefanski gave the media when asked this question earlier today.
We continue to do everything we can to play good, sound football. I think there were moments of that, obviously, yesterday. I think Deshaun gives us the best chance to win, continues to give us the best chance to win, and we need to play really good offensive football at his position and really at every position to be successful on Sunday.
Here's the truth of the matter with Deshaun Watson. There is absolutely nothing that the Browns can do about their quarterback situation. Deshaun Watson is making $45 million this year guaranteed. He will make $45 million guaranteed next year. He will make $45 million guaranteed the year after that. He has a cap hit of $72.9 million for 2025 and also 2026. If Deshaun Watson was just about any other quarterback in the league, he would have been replaced. But financially, there is nothing you can do. It is not just the worst contract in the NFL. It is the worst contract in American professional sports. Listen to this. The Browns have become the first team in a decade to score less than 20 points in their first six games of the year. Cleveland has scored one time on its last 29 offensive drives. The touchdown that they got yesterday was a blocked field goal that they returned for a touchdown. The Cleveland Browns, Deshaun Watson, Rob, you probably didn't know this. When the Browns throw for it on third down, the Browns are 0 for their last 25 third downs. 0 for their last 25 third downs. What we are seeing right now is not just normal bad quarterback play. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that just have regular, run-of-the-mill, bad quarterback play. What we are seeing right now with Cleveland is different. It is historic. They are historically bad at the quarterback position, and there is nothing they can do about it. They are at the point that Jameis Winston would be a noticeable upgrade over him. The Browns would be in a better situation if they traded for Joe Flacco than they currently are right now at quarterback. The Browns today have the worst quarterback situation in the entire National Football League. There's some other teams that are bad too. Carolina's in a bad situation at quarterback. You know what you can do? You can just start over. Sure, you gave up a lot of draft pick compensation. You will never get those draft picks back. But you know what you can do? You can just start over. You didn't pay Bryce Young. He's still on a rookie deal. You can just start over. Pittsburgh's quarterback situation, not good. You can just start over whenever you want. The Raiders, their quarterback situation, terrible. Again, you can just hit reset, refresh, begin the whole process again. There's nothing Cleveland can do. Or if they decide to do something, they are going to have to eat more money than any team has ever eaten for any NFL player. The Browns sold their soul. And boy, it has come back to bite them in the arse. Rob, it has come back to bite them. It's bad. There's really no other way to put it, man. Their quarterback situation is bad.
I honestly think ownership is the biggest problem in Cleveland. It's beyond just the obvious one, which is that contract, which we don't need to go over it. You just did. That contract is comical. But at this point, Kevin Stefanski feels like he can't make a switch because of the investment ownership has made.
100%.
Ownership has said Deshaun Watson is our guy. Ownership has said Deshaun Watson is the future. Ownership was the one that gave him all that guaranteed money. Ownership was the one that greenlit the trade to send assets and guaranteed money to go get Mr. Nasty Man. Ownership was the one that had to go to a press conference and say whatever they said to defend his transgressions. They were the ones that have had to wear it, and there is not a doubt in my mind that if it was a purely football decision, Jameis Winston would be starting. Hell, they would have traded for Carson Wentz from the Chiefs by now, because it is hard to pick a quarterback in the National Football League worse than Deshaun Watson. We saw a week ago against the Commanders, it looked like he quit right before a play. Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm walking off. Like, it is as bad as it can possibly be, and I think the only reason that possibly exists why Kevin Stefanski would get on a Zoom press conference and say he gives us the best chance to win is that that's what ownership thinks, and Kevin Stefanski likes his job.
Can you just imagine just one thing with me really quickly? Can you imagine playing as poorly as Deshaun Watson has played? And Deshaun Watson has been bad. Don't get me wrong. He has been bad. And that's not even the top story from the game. That's how bad Nick Sirianni was yesterday.
Bro, that was clown behavior. He looked like Nick Sirianni looked like an absolute clown doing all of that. I mean, the fact that you're going to sit up there and argue with people who spend their hard-earned money to come watch you play. If you don't put out a good performance, guess what? They have every right to boo you. And you need to take that because that's part of your job as a head coach. You can't have it one way or the other. Like, it's an all-encompassing job. And for you to sit there and then have your kids in the post game to kind of deflect from, you know, reporters trying to come after you, it's lame, it's weak, he's a clown. It just looks ridiculous. Oh, by the way, you barely beat the Cleveland Browns at home. So don't give me any of that.
Yeah, no.
Bro, that was clown behavior.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I don't think it's right for you to continue to refer to Deshaun Watson as Mr. Nasty Man. I don't think that you or anyone else would want to be defined by our past mistakes. That chapter in his life has been over. Otherwise, buddy, I appreciate the show. I would just simply like to point out that Deshaun Watson was accused of sexual assault and a lawsuit was filed against him this season. Would you like to point out? It is not like Mr. Nasty Man just happened in the past and we're bringing up things from 2-3 years ago. Yes, he was served with a lawsuit on September 9th in the season. So, yes, no, he will never be anything other than Mr. Nasty Man to me and on this show. He's sick. That's what he is. He is sick. And I think Deshaun Watson's biggest problem is we found out that he was sick. When Deshaun Watson was the man and he was up for Walter Payton Man of the Year and he was one of the faces of the league, Deshaun Watson was good. Then we found out about his extracurricular activities and that he was NFL Pete Diddy. And then once we removed the emperor's clothes, he started to play like a bum. That's what's happened. Nobody is telling me that Deshaun Watson is not healthy. That would be one thing. Oh, man, Deshaun Watson not healthy. Nah, he healthy. We found out that Deshaun Watson was sick. And now he knows it, and he walked around with this false bravado for his entire NFL career, and now the ruse is up. And there is no place that he can call home. No one accepts him. He can't go back to Houston anymore. Cleveland's done with him, and he is a man without a country. Every player in the NFL has somebody that defends him. You know, back when Baker was struggling, people were like, man, you know, Baker's just in a bad situation. There's people that still think Bryce Young can be good in the National Football League. He just got to get out of Carolina. Deshaun Watson has no fans right now. That's how bad it's gotten. He has no hive right now. No, he's Mr. Nasty Man on this show. I'm sorry. I'm all for second chances. But you can't get a lawsuit filed on you in season and then you get the Mr. Nasty Man title removed. No, you're sick.
I mean, the minute those reports came out, I feel like almost every NFL fan base was signing up for, man, do I hope he stinks. And 31 fan bases are celebrating because he stinks. I actually say Houston's going to celebrate two teams worth of celebration because they got out on that contract and got a king's ransom. They basically got Will Anderson and CJ Stroud for Deshaun Watson. Heist of the century, by the way.
You want to know what, man? I don't even feel that bad anymore because even though Deshaun Watson died in a literal like football sense or a figurative football sense, you know what? He came back reincarnated.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up.
We had to get rid of Deshaun Watson to get Jaden Daniels. That's what we had to do. We had to get rid of him. We couldn't have both of them. We had to sacrifice Deshaun Watson's football career for Jaden Daniels to have success. It's working. I'm happy. We don't need Deshaun Watson in our lives anymore. You know what? I'm going to take the Commanders quarterback. He looks kind of how Deshaun Watson used to look. It wasn't that long ago. That's how Deshaun Watson was playing, running around, throwing passes. He was a great young rookie quarterback, like a potential face of the league. Yeah, that's what Deshaun Watson used to be.
When you watch him play football, you understand why Antonio Pierce broke every recruiting rule to get him to go to Arizona State. You see it. You understand it when you watch it happen. Didn't work out for Arizona State or Antonio Pierce, but still, you see it. You understand it.
Does Jaden Daniels have an Instagram account? Because we got to get him to delete it. That's what we got to do. Jaden, you got to be off the gram, brother. Nah, you got to be off the gram, brother. I don't know what we got to do. I got to tell you. No, I don't care if your friends are on it. I don't care. No, please get off Instagram. We already lost one. I don't want to lose you either, Jaden. I don't want to lose you. But no, that's what happened. We had to trade Deshaun Watson, and we picked up Jaden Daniels along the way. Hopefully, Jaden Daniels doesn't let us down. Coming up in just a little, you know what? Let's talk a little college football, man. I actually do want to talk a little college football in a very serious way, not in a way that pokes fun at your Kansas Jayhawks, even though you haven't seen them win since before Labor Day. I don't want to point that out on this show. I don't want to point it out that it was still summer the last time you saw them win. Now it's fall. We're doing fall activities. The leaves have changed and you still haven't seen your team win. That's not why I'm here. That's not what I want to discuss. That's not what I want to talk about. How are we going to decide who the top 12 teams are in college football? Have you thought about that? Like, have you really sat down at the, I don't think it's going to be possible for us to decide who the top 12 teams are in college football. I think we'll be able to decide who like the top 6 teams are in the sport. Once we get to 7 to 12, your guess is just as good as mine. All of these teams seem exactly the same to me. Texas appears to be in a conversation by themselves. I would say Oregon appears to be in a conversation about themselves after their win against Ohio State. And then your guess is just as good as anybody else's. Almost everybody has one loss now at this point. Almost everybody does. Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, or excuse me, not Alabama, Miami, Iowa State. Those teams are undefeated. Everybody else has one loss, and every other team continues to keep playing each other. Georgia plays Texas coming up this weekend. If Georgia loses that game and they got two losses, are they in the college football playoff? Alabama, they still got big games left on their schedule. Are they going to make the college football playoff? I can tell you right now more teams that I know are not going to make it than teams I can tell you that are going to make it. Texas A&M has to still be in the conversation. Notre Dame still has to be in the conversation. Tennessee still in that conversation. It is going to be a wild final 6 weeks of the college football season. All of these teams just feel so jumbled up right now.
I mean, LSU has re-entered the conversation. 100%. I mean, they have one loss right now, and they have Bama on the schedule at home. I mean, they can win that game in Death Valley, and that changes the calculus. Like, the college football playoff expansion was something that I understood when it happened, why people pushed back and were hesitant and didn't like it. There was a thought, there was a, you know, wisdom out there that it would devalue the regular season, and I understand it and I get it. I don't like that they expanded the playoff in baseball. I kind of don't like they did it in football, in pro football. I don't like that they do it in the NBA now with the play-in games. Expanded playoffs do, in fact, diminish regular seasons. That's just a fact. But what has happened in college, and maybe this is an outlier year because of all the parity, is that we are now getting elimination games in October and
every
November.
Every week, yeah, every week, basically.
When Bama plays LSU, that's an elimination game. One of those two teams is going to have two losses. They're done. Like, it's over. This weekend, you mentioned Texas-Georgia. If Georgia has two losses, I'm sorry, you're done. We just saw LSU-Ole Miss. That was an elimination game. Ole Miss lost. I'm sorry, you're done.
I mean, this week,
Bama will be that way when they play each other.
I mean, this week you bring it up. You mentioned Alabama. You know who Alabama plays this weekend? They play Tennessee. Tennessee's 5-1, Alabama's 5-1.
That's an elimination
game.
That
feels like an elimination game of some sort.
I mean, in the Big 12, you're basically going to have the Big 12 title game be that, but K-State plays Iowa State later this year. If K-State beats Iowa State later this year and they're both 1-1, welcome back to the conversation. But if the Cyclones get them, tough break. That's an elimination game. Pitt is undefeated. Now, no one believes in Pitt, but at some point, Pitt's going to play Miami. That could be an elimination game.
Somebody's got to lose.
Yeah, someone's going to lose because ACC's bad. Notre Dame, by the way, has Army on the schedule. I know we're not talking about Army football.
Army's undefeated.
Army's undefeated, and that game could eliminate Notre Dame.
Like, I mean, it also could eliminate Army in the fact of that one of those group of five teams have to make it. So out of that Boise State, Army, Navy, out of that Liberty, out of that group of teams, one of those teams has to make the college football playoff. No, it has been a very exciting college football season, and I will admit that I was wrong about the expansion of the college football playoff. It is not taken away from the joy of the regular season, and it has made things more interesting this year in college football. And maybe this is just a anomaly season. Maybe this season is the exception and not the norm. I don't believe it now. Outside of the top two or three teams in college football, this is as wide open as it ever seems right now. Like, if you were telling me that Miami's one of the five best teams in the country, that's a team that should probably have two losses. They got really lucky in their game against Virginia Tech on a Hail Mary, and they were down 20 points in the second half on the road against Cal. They go on the road this weekend to play Louisville. So that's a team, you go on the road, play a good team in conference play. That's a game that we've all seen that a million times. Miami loses, and Louisville's fans storm the field and celebrate. Really quick thought on storming the field. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've now tried to be the protector of cool things for young people. Why do we care so much if these college students run on the field? Like, I don't get it. You saw that they were complaining about Oregon. After Oregon's win against Ohio State, they ran on the field. They're thinking, well, you're a top three team in college football. Why are you running on the field? Why not run on the field? What's the penalty of running on the field if you're in college? And it creates a cool scene. It's a cool memory, and it's part of what makes college football college football. I don't know why we are so hell-bent on trying to make college football NFL junior or NFL light and just not appreciating it for what it is. It's the sport where Vanderbilt beats Alabama and they take the goalpost and they dump it in the river. That doesn't happen in the NFL. It shouldn't happen in the NFL, but that's part of what makes college football so cool. That's what makes it fun. I don't know when my generation became the back in my day individuals, but it has happened over the course of the last 3 years, and I'm just not with it. Man, I want the college kids to keep being college kids because that's what makes college football fun. What makes college football fun is that they run on the field after a big game, that it is exciting, that you're never out of the game. That's what makes it fun. So I just hate that we're poking on these young kids for going out there and having fun. Have fun, protect yourself, don't hurt anybody, but just celebrate being 19 and 20 and 21 years old.
I mean, as long as they're not hurting anybody or, you know, getting in someone's face and causing a scene, like getting on TikTok and trying to put your camera right in Will Howard's face or something like that. If you're just running on the team to celebrate with you, with your team, cool. As long as the other team can get off the field safely, fine. I know as a KU fan, I'm the last person on earth who should have the who cares let the kids have fun, because my school has created these invisible rules for when you can and can't storm the court in basketball. But you know what?
No, you guys rule is just never. You guys never
It's never. That's what our basketball program's rule is, never do it. But you know what?
You guys might storm Arrowhead if you guys win one of these games.
Why not?
It's been a while since you've seen your team win.
If they beat Iowa State, they should definitely be on the field.
They're definitely running on the field. Yeah. 100%.
I mean, I don't know what the penalty is going to be, because Arrowhead is not really prepared for that sort of thing. You don't see that after NFL games, but that's going to happen.
I'm going to start tasing them kids. That's what's going to happen. Pat going to start pointing down their hem. Get them. That's what's going to happen. Pat going to start coming in, speaking in. He's going to have to tase one of y'all kids right here running on the field and being ridiculous. That's what's about to happen. All right, coming up on the other side, there are two teams in the NFL that need to be open for business. I'll tell you who they are. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Can I ask you guys a question? This is a legitimate question. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Carrington. Rob's here too. Why do you guys not want the Chiefs to have good receivers? Like, do you guys like when Patrick is mad? Do you like when he's unhappy? Do you like when he's yelling at people? So the tease was there's two teams that should be up for business. And I'll tell you who those two teams are. And we just got a text. C-Dot, the Titans should be open for business. The Chiefs should try to acquire either Treylon Burks or Tyler Boyd. Why in the world would you want the Chiefs to go acquire Treylon Burks? You want to know who Treylon Burks is? He's Tennessee's version of Sky Moore. That's who he is. He was drafted in the first round in 2.5 seasons. He has 53 catches for less than 700 yards, and he has scored one touchdown in his career. Rob, you know who that sounds like to me? That sounds like Sky Moore. You want to know what I have no interest in the Chiefs doing over the course of the next couple of weeks? Going to acquire another team's failed pass-catching option. I have a pretty crazy idea. I would like the Chiefs to acquire a good wide receiver, someone who we know can help them. Now, I know that saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. They got enough trash, figuratively speaking, in their wide receiver room. If they want to have unproductive wide receivers, which one do you want them to have? Nico Remigio, Justin Ross, Sky Moore, take your pick. They've got a lot of guys on their team we don't think can catch passes. I kind of want somebody that could. I'd be really interested in them going to get Amari Cooper, as it looks like the Browns are done. I saw a pass. I wasn't watching the game because I actually filed a petition with the NFL to keep the Browns offense off of red zone. I thought that red zone was about touchdowns, and the Browns don't score touchdowns. So please stop putting them on red zone. It's a disgrace, and it upsets me and my family. Please keep them off the channel. They showed this route, and I got to find the video, and I'll repost it on Twitter. Amari Cooper ran a simple, simple curl route. And when he turned around, he looked up, and the ball was sailing over his head, and you could just see the frustration in his body language. It's time to come home, man. It really is. It's time to come home. I know you hate it there. I know you do. I know you hate it there, and that's okay. Help is on the way. It's coming in a couple of weeks. You just got to get through these next couple of weeks. You know what? If you really want to get off the team, just be Devontae Adams for the next couple of weeks. Devontae Adams has a hamstring injury, did a couple interviews with Kay Adams. He will never play for the Las Vegas Raiders again. Amari Cooper, if you really want to get out of there, that's what you need to do. Just get hurt. Pick something that's wrong with you. Pull a James Harden. Say your hamstring's a little bit tight. And then when you get traded, magically, you're healed. That's what I would advise Amari Cooper to do. But no, I don't want the Chiefs to go out and get Treylon Burks. No. I don't want any more failed first-round or second-round pick wide receivers as the Brett Veach special that we think Patrick Mahomes could turn around. Sure, that's a fine March thing to go do. We're in the middle of the season now. No, I don't want any. I don't want that kind of guy. No, give me Amari Cooper, a guy that's had 1,000 yards. Give me a Deontay Johnson, a guy that's been a productive player in this league. If you haven't been a productive player in this league, I don't want you at this point.
I'm going to defend the text line for 1 second here. Because I hate when the text line creates nonsensical trades that will never happen that just overly benefit the Chiefs. For example, this offseason when they said trade L'Jarius Sneed and a 7th and get the 4th overall pick in the draft and then you have Marvin Harrison Jr. Boom, profit. I hate when the text line does that. Or how the text line's like, look, this one team's 2-3. Give up a 5th round pick and you can get DK Metcalf. It drives me insane the text line does it. So yes, Treylon Burks is a nothing. Yes, Tyler Boyd is a nothing. But I at least respect the texter enough to understand he gets how the NFL trade deadline works.
Yeah, you're going to pick up bums.
You're not going to trade trash for stars. You have to acquire players that you think are misplaced in a system and win on the margins, to use a Royals term. Because nothing irritates me more than they should go up a conditional 7th for Cooper Kupp. Stop sending that text.
Treylon Burks has you in the same situation that you're already in. You are in no different situation if you go get Treylon Burks. You are in the exact same spot that you're already in.
But there's got to be a Tyler Boyd type.
Okay, I'm fine with Tyler Boyd. Now, I mean, I think the Tyler Boyd thing, I think the contract is going to end up being...
And maybe not literally Tyler Boyd,
yeah,
but
that
Boyd
kind of receiver.
Type.
I agree.
That's the type that I'm fine with the text line telling me to target. But when they say Davante Adams for a 5th, I do. It makes my skin crawl a little bit.
I am tired of this, and this is a side note, and I'll tell you the other team that I think is up for business. I am tired of guys like Calvin Ridley. Now, Calvin Ridley was in free agency, and I get it. Calvin Ridley has had a lot of his career taken away. Some was his fault. Some was not his fault. He was a hot commodity in free agency. He had 2 or 3 teams that were bidding on his services, and ultimately that drives up the price, right? That's how it goes, supply and demand. So Calvin Ridley was available. Shocking. I know this is going to come as a shock to many of you. The Tennessee Titans are not good and don't have good quarterback play. Now Calvin Ridley's mad and wondering why he's not getting the football enough. Bro, you signed up in free agency to go play with Will Levis. Is anybody surprised that as a wide receiver, you're not entirely happy with the arrangement that you have set up? Now, I'm not mad at anybody. If you want to go play for the highest bidder or you want to go to the job that's going to pay you the most, and that is well within your right to go do that. People make that decision every day. But you can't stay at a hotel, you check the reviews, and it's getting 1- and 2-star reviews, and then you go there and you look up, and now you're mad at the conditions of the hotel. You knew that when you signed up. Did anybody think the Titans were going to have good quarterback play this year? When you signed up to go play for the Tennessee Titans, did you have a question on their quarterback situation? You had a chance to stay where you were. Now, I'm not the biggest Trevor Lawrence fan, but Trevor Lawrence is certainly an upgrade over Tennessee. Kansas City would have been interested in Calvin Ridley. A couple of teams. Atlanta was looking for players. They signed Darnell Mooney this offseason. They signed Ray-Ray McCloud. There were teams that got good quarterback play that were looking for wide receivers. But no, Calvin Ridley, you wanted to chase the bag. You wanted to go to the team with the highest bidder. So now you got to live with it. You got to live with getting those balls 3-hop to you from Will Levis. He's terrible. He's bad. I'm tired of these guys that do this. I really am. You got to live with it. No, you made this decision. You got to live with it.
The DeAndre Hopkins grouping.
Yeah,
he falls
sick
in this category
it.
As well. Julio Jones is at one point in his career too. It's same team. It's always the Titans. They always pick up these receivers who just complain.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I saw him on there. He was mad. He was cursing. He was doing all this, and I'm like, bro, you signed with the Tennessee Titans. I just don't really know what else you could expect whenever that's the team that you made the decision with. Andy Reid was asked about making a trade and how important is, you know, having the guy in the system and then being familiar. He was asked that earlier today. Here was Andy's answer.
Yeah, man, I think it's probably what Adam was saying too. Just I think that helped Juju and his situation coming back in and jumping in. It helped McColl coming back. But I'm not telling you other guys can't come in and help out. So I don't think that's an issue. It's just going to take them a little bit longer to figure it out and get on the same page with Pat and all those things. Won't be quite as good as.
So that was Andy Reid. I hit the wrong button there for a second. My bad. I hit the wrong button. That's on me. That was Andy Reid. We're talking about trades. It is funny that we are doing all this about the Chiefs and who they could trade for, who they're not going to trade for. They're trading for DeMarcus Robinson. I mean, that's the way that this story ends, right? I want them to get Amari Cooper. That's who I want them to go get. This ends with them trading a fifth-round pick for DeMarcus Robinson and bringing him back because he knows the system, right? Like, we all know that's how this movie. This is a very predictable movie. The Chiefs are not going out to get Deontay Johnson or Amari Cooper. They're not even bringing Tyreek Hill back. No, they're going to trade a sixth-round pick for DeMarcus Robinson, and he knows the system, and they're going to easily plug him in, and it'll probably work, and they'll end up going to the Super Bowl, and he'll win Super Bowl MVP. Like, that's how this story ends. It doesn't end with them going to get Tyler Boyd or Amari. It ends with DeMarcus Robinson starting in the Super Bowl and having three catches for 91 yards and two touchdowns. I've just seen how this stuff works for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, let's talk a little bit of baseball. We had Vern on the show earlier today. Also, J.J. Piccolo had his end of the season press conference. He said the Royals need a bat. I would agree. Keep it right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.